Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. Today we got an NFL draft prospect special. It's Christian Harris, linebacker out of the University of Alabama. So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share. As I said before, I'm Vincent Turner. And joining me over these last few months, he's been a guy that's really making noise on Twitter. He's making noise on social media. But he has a right to that. Because some years ago, he was a scout under the two greatest coaches in the National Football League, Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. And he has a book out that's the number one seller on Amazon, whatever it takes, in becoming a scout. But the thing about his book, it's a story that you need to read. It'll give you aspiration. It'll keep you going. And most of all, it'll bring you to the man upstairs, God. And I'm surely appreciated and surely proud that he's joined me over the last 3 months. So I'm going to bring him to the floor. Mr. Daniel Kelly, coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. Right now, SI writer, Sports Illustrated, that's right, for the New York Jets and the Detroit Lions. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. How are you?
Excuse me, I'm taking a little drink there. Got a little vitamin C. I've been battling the cold here for the last few days, but I'm doing fantastic.
Well, good, good. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. This is an exciting player we're looking at today.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Christian Harris. There he is. There he is. He's telling us to be quiet on the screen. Number 8. 6'2", 232, playing for Alabama at middle linebacker. I watched him in 2021 in three different games against Miami, Auburn, and Georgia. I'm always held accountable to the game film. I like almost every draft analyst in America. I talk about the games I watched. So if there's any question whatsoever, go back and watch that game film, and I'll come on any platform in America and talk about them, because that's what it's about. It's about breaking down the game film. It's not about being right. It's about getting him right, as I like to say. So we're looking at the guy on your screen, number 8. The first thing that jumps out at me when I look at ESPN.com is consistency in his statistics and his effort. This guy has 2 years of consistent stats at Alabama. 2021, 79 tackles, 45 solo, 5.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. 2020, 79 tackles, same amount, 52 solo, 4.5 sacks. So he's a very consistent, productive player. I nicknamed him the Bee. He reminds me of a bee when I watch him on film. He's buzzing all around the field, and sometimes he will sting you. Christian Harris fits this new mold, this new type of a middle linebacker in the National Football League. It used to be middle linebackers, you probably remember, Vince. that used to be the middle linebackers were a lot slower, unathletic, lumbering type of run stuffers inside. But this is not the same NFL that I grew up with, that we grew up with, Vince. The NFL has become more of a pass-happy league with most teams, I think 31 teams in the league, according to TeamRankings.com, throwing the ball between 51 and 66% of the time. This is a pass-happy league. And this guy, Christian Harris, he fits the profile of a fast, athletic middle linebacker who can cover well, and he can get to the quarterback, which is extremely important, and it skyrockets his draft stock into the second round. Let's break down Christian Harris. When we talk about the passing game, he shows he can drop nicely into zone coverages. He can cover and stay tight in man-to-man situations against the running backs and the tight ends. He does a nice job of that. And here's the big one, folks. Turn up your volume, because Alabama sent him on blitzes, and he showed he has that coveted burst and acceleration into the pocket. He can get to the quarterback. Defensive coordinators in the NFL are going to love this guy because he changes things schematically. You can bring real heat up the middle of the pocket. And so there's going to be a lot of defensive coordinators that will really be looking at this guy. In terms of the negatives in the pass game, when we talk about Christian Harris there on your screen, when we talk about him blitzing, he does lack physical strength and power to blow up blockers at the point of attack. So if you can get a hat on this guy, he can be stopped before he squeezes into that gap or comes off the edge and gets into the pocket. And the offensive linemen yell, "Look out!" The old lookout block. and the run game, he's aggressive. He's active. He has range. He has the ability, just like in the passing game, he has the ability to shoot into the gaps, clean, blow things up. Saw it when he speared in two times in overtime against the game against Auburn and also against Georgia. He torpedoed in. He will fight through the trash. When I say trash, I'm not like these analysts on TV that just use these football terms like doctors and don't explain it, like most of them don't. When I talk about fighting through the trash, I don't literally mean he's going through the trash can. What I mean is he's fighting through blockers to get, that's what the scouts call it, using his hands well to get to the ball carrier. If he can stay relatively clean, this guy will aggressively fill the holes. He can fill from the side. He did it down on a goal line stand once. He can make some high impact plays. The two biggest negatives when I look at Christian Harris in the run game, number one, again, I circle back just a couple minutes ago. I talked about, I'll touch on it again. He lacks the physical strength. Sometimes he can get neutralized, even move back. I saw him even get put on his backside a couple of times or pushed off the ball against strong blocks. Even running backs and tight ends were able to handle him at times. He needs to add physical strength and get into the weight room and continue to develop physically. Number two, questionable instincts at times. Sure, sometimes it was game plan that he stayed on the outside to force a running back into the inside. You could tell when he was on assignment. And other times you could tell that he was just basically, he looked like he was out of position on game film. So I think he has questionable instincts at times. But I tell you what, outside of those two things in the run game and outside of what I talked about in the pass game is negatives. On Twitter last night, I came out on one tweet and called this guy hell on wheels. I saw another tweet on Twitter that said, somebody said that he reminds Christian Harris, reminds them of the hat that I'm wearing. Somebody plays over there, CJ Mosley. I like Harris. The name of the game in the draft is getting dynamic, guys who can make plays. And this guy has some dynamic playmaking ability. I like his level of aggression and I love his speed, but especially I love his burst into the pocket towards the quarterback's face. This guy can get to the quarterback. I'm not making this stuff up. 10 sacks over the past two seasons. And I like the consistency I talked about at the top of the show. This is not one of these one-year wonders. You like music all the time, Mr. Turner. You're always referencing music in every show we do. This guy is not a one-hit wonder. This guy can help a team win, and that's what scouting boils down to, all the technicalities and all the big words and sounding like a doctor and talking about the hips and this and that and the other. It all comes down to scouting. It comes down to, can this guy help us win? And the answer to Christian Harris is yes. This guy can help us win. I have him rated right now as my MLB 3 behind N'Kobe Dean and Devin Lloyd. He's a guy that can get to the quarterback and he can cover. And those are really the two most important things in the NFL we play in today is be able to get to the quarterback and cover. And this guy can do both. I wouldn't be shocked to see him sneak into the bottom of the first round. Your thoughts, Mr. Turner, and Chris? Christian Harris.
Well, when I think about Christian Harris, I think about playing football when I was small, playing on the playground. We had a nickname for a player like Christian Harris. I'm scared of you. Christian Harris is, when you look at him, he's the most violent hitter. Nasty. And I give an A-plus with that. An excellent run and chase player. Same like playing on the playground. Then what I like about him, as you mentioned, old school, but I'm going to talk about him playing at Alabama. Think about what he had to follow. Leroy Jordan, Barry Krause, Dwayne Rudd, Derek Thomas, Cornelius Bennett, Thomas Boyd, the guy that's playing for your team right now that you write for, C.J. Mosley, and Dante Hightower of the New England Patriots. Think about all that royalty that he had to come behind. Then think about this about Mr. Harris. What I love about his game, like you said, he can rush the passer from the middle linebacker position. But most of all, old school, Vic Buckus, Sam Huff, Mike Singletary, Patrick Willis, Willie De Niro, when he played with the Kansas City Chiefs, his nickname was Contact. See, this young man loves contact. Then think about Chuck Bednarik, Philadelphia Eagles, two-way player that plays center and linebacker.
Think about Concrete Charlie.
Yeah. Think about on November the 20th, 1960. Go back and look at the film. That hit on Frank Gifford. That's what the type of skills this young man, Christian Harris, has. And then coming out of Alabama, when you look at all the great linebackers, you look at all the great skill sets, and I look at this young man who in my string, I'm talking about his ability now, about 6'2", 232, can really run. You got to go back when Hugh Green stepped on the football field from Natchez, Mississippi, and was playing at Pittsburgh. Then you got to think about Jerry Robinson that was out there at UCLA. Then let me throw another Alabama linebacker. When I saw him play in Nashville, but he ended up going to Alabama, E.J. Jr. Then talking about the young man here from Augusta, Georgia, Chip Banks, that played at USC. Then the school my cousin attended, the University of Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner, George Crumley, and Daryl Hunt. And then Vic Buckus when he was at Illinois. Tommy Nobles when he was at Texas. George Webster, who played on that great 66 Michigan State team with Bubba Smith. Then Andre Tippett at Iowa. Then Robert Bazile, you're not feeling me, playing at Jackson State. Christian Harris got game like him. When Bazile played with the Houston Oilers for 10 years, Robert Bazile, that's what he did. He rushed the passer. But what he did when he arrived at you, you knew about it. Then Wilbert Marshall, you should know about him. Played with the Washington Redskins, how violent and how explosive he was. And then the young man out of Williamsburg, Virginia, who shocked the world, who really changed the whole linebacker position. And it's why these young people are following him to the day. He go by his two initials, LT, Lawrence Taylor, first round pick in the 1981 draft. That's all I got to say about Christian Harris. I love the young man. I think he's going to be a very high-level impact football player. And the thing about him, we don't have to go over here to North Dakota State. We don't have to go over here to Georgia State. We don't have to find film on him. He played for the most powerful football program that's been going on in Nick Saban for the last 14 years. And most of all, my final question to the University of LSU. LSU, how did y'all let him get out of your backyard? See, Christian Harris went to the University of Lab High School, which is right there on the campus of LSU. To this day and to this moment, I don't know how they let him get out and go play for Alabama. Final words about Christian Harris, Mr. Daniel Kelly.
Well, I guess Alabama did a better job in Christian Harris's living room, convincing him to come play. You know, I can tell you what, Vince, all the shows we've been doing together, it's not what you say, it's your excitement level that you demonstrate. Obviously, you're very excited about this guy. You have a lot of passion and conviction. Yeah, and I understand why. And I love the analogies. I love the players you named. You know, it's funny when you know, my mind, 40 years of it's like an encyclopedia of football players. When you mention guys like Chip Banks, EJ Jr., Wilbur Marshall. I mean, Wilbur Marshall, 1988. I don't even have an earpiece with anybody feeding me information like all the network guys do. You know, Wilbur Marshall was that plan B free agent. You know, that guy that Washington sent, you know, for two number ones to Chicago for, that was really the big first, you know, big free agent splash that started all this back in 88 when he came over there. I actually met Wilbur Marshall, great, great player and a very violent player, too. And that, and then when you talk about Christian Harris, I see some of that violence and how he wants to get in there and make the plays. Listen, guys. Scouting is real simple, okay? You know, it's if you're a team in the first round of the NFL draft, the name of the game is you have to get a dynamic football player. You have to walk away with a dynamic football player. Nothing has gotten more people fired in the NFL than the word potential. Oh, we'll coach him up. He's up and coming. I can see this. No, listen, that is like Bill Parcells, who hired me, said, if they don't bite when they're puppy dogs, they're generally not going to bite, okay? This guy bites. This guy stings. This is a type of player you have to leave with somebody like a Christian Harris. And the thing that makes him dynamic again is the burst and acceleration into the pocket. Listen, guys, if you can't get to a quarterback and cover the pass in today's pass happy NFL, you might as well just start planning for next to be in the top five of next year's draft. You have to be able to get to the quarterback and not just put a little bit of pressure in the pocket. I mean, smash him in the face. And this is the type of guy who can get to the quarterback. He has 10 sacks over the last 2 years. I think he's undervalued. And I think as the closer we get to the 2022 NFL draft, you're going to see this guy's stock very quietly increase. And I think that he will make it into the bottom part of the first round of the 2022 NFL draft. I like him too. He got me somewhat excited watching, not many of these guys do. And he's definitely on my board. And Christian Harris will be making some noise in the National Football League this next season.
My final words about Christian Harris. And DK, I like what you brought up, the analogy. That's why I threw Wilbur Marsh in there. Because DK, you can't contest to this. The guy, this young man right here on the screen, we're talking about Christian Harris, got that same type of explosion as Wilbur Marshall did when he played with the Bears and came on with the Washington Redskins. Mm-hmm. Kind of a similar build, if you really want to talk about it and be real about it. But yeah. I love the young man as a football player.
Me too. Well,
I'd like to say give special thanks to our producer, Logan Landers. And as always in our show, and various thanks to Daniel Kelly coming to us live out of Key West, Florida. Alabama. The great state of Alabama, the great band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird, Christian Harris. If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? For now, I must be traveling on now, because there's too many places I got to see. Christian Harris, Roll Tide. Dun, 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 dun. This young man going to be a very excellent football player. And he's going to be explosive on the next level.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video, please come in and share it. Once again, I'm Vincent Turner of 100 Yards Football, Mr. Football. And joining me, the number one scout, the guys all over Twitter, the guys all over social media, the guy that good-looking New York Jets hat on, Mr. Daniel Kelly. Y'all be blessed for the rest of the week.
Take care. God bless you.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.